Hey, let's talk about Cherel, Sherel Nelson, Nelson. Date of birth is June 15, 1958. This is a 67-year-old woman who just was released from the hospital with diagnosis of respiratory failure, COPD, tobacco abuse, constipation, DJD, history of breast cancer, status post-mastectomy, status post-radiation treatment, currently on Arimidex. Diabetes, hyperkalemia, as well as history of steroid dependency related to her exacerbation of COPD. This 67-year-old woman lives with her daughter, Miss Palmer, Palmer. Miss Palmer tells her that mom has been quite ill for the past 4 weeks. For the past 4 to 8 weeks, the patient has become much weaker. She's O2 dependent, using her nebulizer at all times. She's short of breath. She belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4, which causes her to be short of breath at all times. Patient is no longer able to use a walker and/or a cane. She needs help with her ADL and has become imbalanced in bladder incontinence. Period. She suffers from diabetes. Her blood sugars are very much out of control because of the current steroid usage. Patient's current medications includes prednisone 10 milligram a day, albuterol inhaler, and albuterol neb treatments. Arimidex 1 milligram a day, oxycodone / APAP. 10-3-25 PRN for pain. Xanax 1 milligram as needed, up to 3 times a day. Dalirest, D-A-L-I-R-E-S-T, 500 milligram a day. Metformin 750 twice a day. Seroquel 100 milligram a day. Amlodipine 10 milligram a day. And Lipitor 20 milligram a day, period. Patient was also given Lasix 40 milligram to help with core pulmonary right-sided heart failure and pulmonary hypertension related to her end-stage COPD, as well as doxycycline 100 milligram twice a day, and the prednisone that was mentioned above, period. Patient has required numerous hospitalization and treatments with prednisone in the past. Hospital records, patient recent blood work showed polycythemia related to her COPD and O2 dependency. Patient presented to the emergency room with increased shortness of breath, edema. Patient had failed prednisone therapy at home and required IV prednisone. Patient was recently referred from her primary care physician to a psychiatrist because the primary care physician did not feel like writing her prescription for her anxiety medication and pain medication. Her daughter wants her to be on palliative care now because the patient is not able to go back and forth to her pain management, other psychiatrists and other doctors to get the medications she needs, period. Patient last was seen by an oncologist 6 months ago who was told that her cancer was under control. Surgery has had left mastectomy. Seven years ago, which required radiation, but no chemotherapy, period. Social, patient was a heavy smoker, never drank alcohol very much. She's divorced. Her ex-husband just passed away. She had a son that passed away. Lives with her daughter, Miss Palmer, who's her primary caregiver. She worked at different colleges, institutions, gas stations, and retail in the past. Other surgeries, put that in there, along with the breast cancer, includes bladder surgery for a fallen bladder, in quotation. Well, TUSAT at 2 liters is at 94%. Pulse is 110. Blood pressure 130 over 90. Respiratory rate is 24, period. Patient also used to be on Amaril, but it caused her blood pressure to get to around 100. And when she, when her blood pressure gets to 100 or lower, patient becomes very difficult to arouse and wants to sleep all the time, so her daughter's holding off on that. Patient is now requiring insulin on a sliding scale basis because of prednisone therapy as well. Patient was found to be awake, slightly confused. Patient has mild wheezes bilaterally on the exam, on lung exam, heart to regular rate rhythm with few ectopics. Lower extremity shows the 1+ pitting edema, neurological non-focal. Sodium 140, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 29, BUN of 11. Recent chest x-ray showed interstitial opacities consistent with pneumonia. EKG showed normal right rhythm, tachycardic. CTA showed no evidence of pulmonary embolus. On the exam, did we put everything on the neurological non-focal, put that in there, and then the lab I just went over, assessment, 67-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, O2 dependency, respiratory failure, recent hospitalization, with pitting edema, core pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, now requiring Lasix to help with the swelling and the edema and fluid retention, period. New paragraph, patient's family is no longer able to take her back and forth to different physicians to get the medication she needs, i.e., whether it's pain medication or anxiety medication, period. The families want the patient to be signed on hospice and palliative care to be cared for at home, period. New paragraph, she also suffers from pneumonia, bibasilar pneumonia, breast cancer, diabetes, blood sugars out of control, related to steroid therapy requiring insulin, COPD, severe end stage, DJD, chronic spinal stenosis, constipation, hyperkalemia. Patients found to be tachycardic, consistent with end stage COPD, along with right-sided heart failure. She requires her NEP treatments at least four to six times a day. Patient is no longer able to ambulate. She is now bound bladder incontinent and requires help with all ADL. Patient's daughter, who's worked for Walmart for 25 years, is considering staying home now to be able to take care of her mom. staying home full time to be able to take care of her mom. Period. Her breast cancer appears to be under control with no evidence of metastatic disease at this time. Patient also requires both Xanax and Seroquel to help her with sleep and anxiety and symptoms of severe air hunger, which is now becoming constant. Patient's daughter feels like she's definitely dependent on both the Seroquel and Xanax to keep her comfortable for the last few days, weeks, and months that she has left on this earth. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. We recommend patient for hospice and palliative care if patient deemed appropriate by the hospice medical director. Thank you.